Welcome one and welcome all to another riveting episode of Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider! Like I said, my name's James. How are you guys? Maybe this, I always say like, yeah, this is going to be the vibe of the episode. Just going to be chilled, going to be relaxed, not going to be so out there that new listeners will be off put by my energy. And you want to know what? It probably won't happen today. I need drugs to do that, okay? Yeah, I said it. Sometimes you need drugs to be a different personality. Actually, I think everyone, if you do a drug, your personality will shift a little. If I started just like mainlining LSD, I don't think I'd be like this right now. I don't know how I would be. Actually, on shrooms, I was pretty much the same. That's the only psychedelic I've done, and it was just me saying like, whoa, I care for these characters on the TV far more than I should. Like that time, the penultimate episode of 30 Rock, cried my eyes out because I realized, oh man, I'm never going to be able to see more stories from these characters again. I was also utterly depressed at 20-ish years old, it was probably was. 20, 19, who knows? Actually, you want to know what? I was utterly depressed, I don't know, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12? Is when I realized, oh, it feels like there's a weight always on my head, but I didn't have the terminology. And I was like, well, depression, they talk about that on That 70s Show, and that's not what I have. I need a quack if I had depression. Oh boy, how media fails us, am I right? But a media that doesn't fail us is Masked Rider, because I love this show, it's amazing. However, I don't know what happened to the Bareke Scrubs. I think I hit the mic stand, hopefully the EQing takes that out. Bareke Scrubs only has like 2 episodes in their folder now, so I had to go to archive.org and I found this file, and it's a pretty good looking file. I will post the direct, the link will be in the description, no longer a Bareke Scrub, so hopefully that gets settled. I don't know if it will, fingers crossed, but you can also find these on YouTube, whatever. We're only doing one episode. We're doing episode 9 today, entitled as Granny's something. Is it Granny's? Granny's Day Off? The Grandma Factor from November 11th, 1995. Never forget November 11th. Yeah, the Grandma Factor. I wish it was the Grandma Factory. A factory that makes grandmas or a factory ran by a grandma? We know how that the latter works out because of Futurama. And, no, I was going to say in the George Lopez show, but no, his the grandmother, a.k.a. George's mother, she just worked there. She didn't run the plant. That was Mr. Lopez, baby. Always saying,
I got a big head, baby.
And it's a good show. Check it out. The Lopez Show. Or I think it's just Lopez. That's the one that Howard Kramer, the second series that he did, sitcom style. Howard Kramer wrote for that one. I don't know any of the writers from the original. My guess would be Lopez wrote an episode or two. I would hope. Put in the work. But I don't know. I don't know if Tim Allen wrote any. But that's why Lopez is better than Allen, okay? Because Tim Allen, I don't think, wrote any home improvement scripts. He's not going in there with a typewriter into a word processor going, you know? But if he was hopped up on some Benadryl, his personality might have changed. And he probably would have got out a pen and paper and just free-handed an entire script, turned it into the writing staff and said, do with it what you will. And they're like, this is a very relaxed episode. What were you on, Benadryl? You better believe I was on Benadryl. Okay. So let's watch this episode. Again, Masked Rider, episode 9, entitled The Grandma Factor. Okay, I will count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. And on play is when I shall be playing. All right, you guys ready? Y'all ready for tits? All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
On the adventures of Masked Rider.
That was right into it.
Drops by for a visit.
Better tidy your rooms up, Kate.
So these files are clearer, but like when you have to blow them up to the size they are comparatively to the Bareke Scrubs ones, because they're like 240p. 240p.
Grandma!
Oh, dang. Grandma going in just wrecking house, accidentally smashing shit? Saying, messy, messy, messy. The football player.
On a distant and embattled planet.
Oh, yes, on Edenoi. I'm leaking lasers from my fingers again, Grandfather.
Oh, yeah, put the lasers into my fingers. I'll take care of it. Messy, messy, messy. Football player.
Oh, yes, I'm gonna eat this. Mmm, it's food. Okay, so I found out, I'll talk more about it on This Existed, but the Chiodos worked on this. Did I bring that up in a credit? The, you know, their famous special effects individuals. They did, the biggest thing was Killer Clowns from Outer Space, but they did stop motion stuff for Pee-wee's Adventure, Big Adventure, and so much more. And then they were, oh, and Power Rangers Turbo, the movie. A Power Rangers movie, I should say. Damn, little boxes on the hillside, ticky-tacky all the same. I think she was reading a copy of Lady Death.
We're gonna turn on to Midvale. We're the second house on the left. Bye-bye.
The Grandma Factor.
A cab driver?
Why?
Anyhow didn't tell me he was ordering a cab.
The driver was asking directions for someone named Grandma.
Someone named Grandma.
Grandma!
Oh, shit, piss!
With Grandma right now, I've got an Italian festival to cater.
Dang, okay, I love, we need to do this for Formulaic, because the formula now for the mom, she, whatever thing she's baking, culturally, that's what she will be dressed like. Like that episode, she was dressed as a French maid, maybe she was doing like pastries and stuff, I think. And then she was in a wedding. Wasn't she in a wedding dress because she was making wedding cakes? Imagine that if I was like, oh, I'm going to start, you know, doing some house music, some drum and bass, maybe. I'm just sitting down with like big sunglasses on and a neon green beanie cap with lights, you know, you crack the lights, glow sticks. Man, go me, go me. Oh, thanks, ma'am.
A dime?
It's either that or 10 pennies. Which would you prefer?
I would have smacked that lady in the mouth.
Thank you.
But he paid.
Do me a favor. Next time she needs a cab, tell her to take a bus.
Oh! Yeah, because 10 cents is more along the lines. Was that the tip?
Hey, Mom.
Hell.
Wait, but he's already there.
You look peaked. Isn't Barbara feeding you well?
He doesn't look peaked. He looks healthy. All she does is cook, you piece of shit. They carved the turkey with goddamn mind's eyes in the Christmas episode. Where's my new grandson, Dex? What about Furbis? What about grandson Furbis?
Sure, why not? Times are tougher than I thought.
Hi, fuck you, that's you fogey, learn new fashion before you criticize, one, your grandchild, and two, your daughter-in-law.
Dex.
Oh, I'm Grandma. He was trying to cop a feel of Grandma's boobie.
I want to know.
He says, give me that side breast, Grandmother. Side boob is so cool. I actually, you want to know what?
Time has come.
If you were to take like a 360 rotation of like all of the boob that you could get, the side boob, the under boob, maybe a diagonal boob, and it's just that 360 starts at the areola, the radius of that, and just goes around. Boobs are just good. Top 10, you know? However, I'm not a boob man. I'm more of a butt guy. I'm more of a thigh guy. Love an armpit, yugga yo. And you know? That goddamn clit.
Dex.
It is what, like, why are dudes more into boobs than they are into clits? It's wild. Women would prefer it if all of a sudden just snap, men are super into the clitoris. They're like, holy shit. Like, yeah, but touching my boobs sometimes feels good, but not as good as getting your clit mowed down, you know? Or should I say mowed down?
Hey, yeah, my mom and dad.
Dropped in one day.
From where?
From where?
He's not from this country, Grandma.
You're an alien, Dex. So was my mother-in-law.
Huh?
Did she look like an insect?
Frequently.
Did she look like an insect?
Can also mean foreigner, as in human from another country.
Ah, my dog!
A huge mouse or something ran over my head. Did you see it? I must call the exterminator.
But Grandma,
see, this is when instead of saying foreigner, you go WCW Ted Turner on it, and you say that means international.
We'll get Sparky.
Because he said, no, I don't, foreigner sounds like you're talking down to, especially now in these days. So on WCW, I believe it was Ted Turner who requested this. He wanted it to be international. Our international clients, our international viewers.
I got a better idea.
Patsy, hell yeah. You grab it. Because I'm a silly rabbit.
Now is the optimum time for Earthling capture.
Hell yeah, brother. Capture me, Earthling.
What is your bidding, sire?
What is your bidding, my sir?
The time has come to kidnap Molly and Albie. And when Dex goes to rescue them...
Molly, that's her name.
Sect. Poor creature.
I thought it was Freak Lord.
Fed for a month.
I thought it was Ripped Jeans. Aw, oh, man, we beaten and eaten, baby.
I don't understand.
I know that you are
beating up cars, then eating the leather interior, Street Fighter 2 style.
Exterior is
what?
A boy who really needs his family.
No.
I just wish
he's just a he's built different, dude. Oh, Grandma. Oh, grabbing that shoulder booby. I love how your shoulder blazer is padded. It feels like your side tit, Grandma. Oh, so fresh.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Patsy. What's up? That's what
I love their backyard. Like, everything about this... Again, I've said it before, pisses me off that my family wasn't like, let's move to California and get in the film biz. Behind the camera. Oh, I'm Patsy.
Stop. Get away.
Wait, are they trying to steal Patsy? That wasn't part of the deal. Oh, my glasses. Dang, she's goddamn... Did she say burglars? You deviants, get out of here. I'm the Grandma Factor.
Unhand me, you louts.
Unhand me, you louts. Oh, because they're little lice. They're louse. Or no, lice is the plural.
Giant bugs.
You've seen these before.
Huh? Wait till I tell Herbie.
No one gives a shit about Herbie.
Yes.
The maggots took
birth. That's why I started saying Herbie fully goated. This wouldn't have happened. And Herbie fully throated. God, I would love to throat Herbie. Just take, he revs up his engine as my mouth is wrapped around that ding-dang muffler. Doink! You louts!
The maggots have failed you, sire. They picked up this woman by mistake.
Oh, where am I?
Because the maggots are under your control.
I think I would, like, you just get closer to something and then you can see, oh, I'm in a spaceship.
What do you expect, sire?
I have that, I have worse eyesight than the gauze out of focus shit they're doing with the camera.
Where have you taken me?
Computer. We've taken you to your death.
Woman is Hal's mother.
Nefaria, your honor has been restored.
Nefaria. She just starts smashing those glasses, or she starts shaking them up, thinking that it's,
If someone's been making jam, they haven't done a very good job of it.
Wowzers.
It belongs in the trash.
That's almost what I was gonna say was, remember at McDonald's or at, if you had these at high school, middle school, at lunch, it was a cup with a, with like a domed lid that was full of salad so you could shake it up with your dressing in it.
Did I do something wrong?
Right here. There was nothing we could do.
Dex, we need your help.
Of course. He'll do he'll do anything to feel grandma's side boobie again.
My insectopathic sense tells me Dragon has released another
insectopathic. So I can get incest in ass, bitch.
I'll make quick work of this creature.
But it's fine. It's just an adoptive grandma. So Dex can get up in that side boob. Or get around that side boob?
Look here, a playmate.
I'm here to take I'm not little Fisher Price, guys. Kia.
Ow.
Kia.
Lucky shot.
How about this?
Lucky pot. I love that weed, sir. Yes. What if he just said, yeah, I give up? But then he's fooling because then he says, oh, then I guess you'll never find grandma inside this rock. And he's like, I was fooling. I just needed you to slip up. Ganesh. From Fast to Mega Blast, he is Kamen Rider.
No suit, so what?
Oh, it's Mudboy in a new super insect. As Mask Rider Super Gold, my armor is twice as strong.
Damn, he's super gold.
Blasting a hole like you to atoms.
And I'm super old.
I don't suppose you mind if I give you a little stress test?
Yeah!
Are you satisfied?
I was gonna be satisfied.
I think I hear Dragon calling me.
I need you.
I need you. Oh, hey, don't worry about me. I'm just a talking bicycle that for some reason has to look like a bug or something, like as 3D. Like, it looks cooler as just the bike. You don't need to transform the talking bike. God, guys, my only complaint with this show. I was gonna be satisfied. Whoa, this goes super gold too? Hell yeah. You know, I've been working at Chicago Comics, and I've been restocking back issues, meaning I go into the basement. Well, first I look at our back stock. Like, yesterday I did X-Men, the 1991 series, as well as Superman Volume 2, a.k.a. the series that started revamped to everything in 1987. And just seeing what issues, like an X-Men, if it has Dark Phoenix on it, it's going to be worth money for some dumb reason. At least because what I've been told by Nicole and what I've seen on movies and such, Dark Phoenix, it's not that great. It's not that cool of a story. Yeah, Jean Grey like dies or something, so it's a, like a big event that way. But Nicole's not into it, which means I'm not going to be into it. Or Nicole says I wouldn't be into it, and I trust her opinion. That's why I'll never watch Attack on Titan. She says, no, James, I didn't even like it. Perfect. It's not trashy enough for you, James. It's not campy enough. Because I'm Jampy the Guff. Damn, wonder if the Chiodos made that. I always thought the Chiodos were from Michigan just because the Chiodo Bros, the band who is now... I should be saying the Chiodo Brothers. And then the Chiodos is now the band. Because, oh, man. Their first album rules. But they're from Michigan, so I just was like, well, they have to have known about them from that. But no. They're from New York and then L.A. area. San Francisco. California, we'll say. Why does it look like this? We don't need it. Oh, hey, guys. From Fast to Mega Blast.
What's up, Dex?
What's up, Sex?
We have to rescue my grandmother.
And her side boob.
I can't see Grandma riding on the back of a cycle.
I can't see Grandmother riding on the back of a cycle.
That's why you're coming with me.
I don't think his face acting's bad. I think they're just shooting him at bad angles. Normally, I love a cinematographer. I defend them. But that might be the issue. Or the director. I really need to make this post of people who deserve credit for Argento movies. Italian film director Dario Argento. People who deserve credit for Argento's movies. Or Argento movies. I won't use the plural. Cinematographer, director of photography, production designer, set designer, wardrobe, best boy, gaffers. People who don't deserve credit for Argento movies. Dario Argento. Because we watched Inferno and Suspiria looks amazing. The vibe is cool. And so with Inferno, but he's writing, directing, and maybe he's a good producer because he is like bringing together all these people that make the vibe cool, but the writing and directing suck. Not in the case of, you probably know Stanley Kubrick, don't enjoy him. Stanley Kubrick, I think, makes beautiful, boring movies. But at least, like, there's an sense of weird, like, campiness to Argento movies that I can understand why people enjoy those, whereas Kubrick, what's the hoopla about? I can't let it get away. But that's enough of that. Oh, shoot. What I was talking about the comic books. I really like that. Going back to these issues, I'm finding, like, okay, well, why are these ones always missing? And especially when you go downstairs, oh, well, we need this, like, set of four. Okay, well, that's actually from the, it's a set of four that's a story arc that was just super popular. And also, there's Batman Shadow of the Bat 7. It's the only one that I need from, like, the first 12 issues. Chicago Comics doesn't have it. Dark Tower doesn't have it. I hope this works. What's the, Graham Cracker doesn't have... None of the comic book stores in the area have it. I'm just gonna have to get it online. Can you call me a taxi? But that one's not even an expensive, sought-after issue. It might be because, like, there's a bunch of, like, third-tier villains, not in a derogatory way, that are on the cover, and that might be the only... So if you're a fan of either three of those villains, they're just going to really want it. I won't pay extra for that. Because they're on the cover, and that might be the only times they're on the cover. I don't know if I said that last part. But I love working there. It's a great job. Comic books are cool. Batman rocks. Because that's all I've been reading. Getting through the dark metal stuff. change your just the base dark metal and then the Batman single issues, because I got the Batman Who Laughs at trade, and I thought they should have at least included the fucking one shot that explained his backstory. I don't know why that trade didn't include that. It's weird. But once I get to watch that, I'm going to be real, or read it, I'm going to be digging into that. Went to the library, got some more Batman. I'm pumped.
All again if I had to. Barbara, your voice. Are you coming down with a cold?
How?
Your son. How?
Oh, if I could only find my glasses.
Furbus with those glasses. What if she's also allergic?
Foggy, let me clean them for you.
See you later. From fast to mega blast. From slow to...
Hi, Grandma.
A little squirt. I guess that's the opposite of a mega blast, is just a little squirt. You missed all the action. No, Grandma. I got some action earlier with that side boob and that shoulder boob.
Wild get-ups. And then I came home in a limo, and I know you'll think I'm crazy, but when I got out of the car,
this...
I could swear I heard it say, "Nice meeting you, Grandma." Oh, I'm so glad to be back. I've missed all of you.
We missed you.
Show him Furbus.
Oh, my word.
Furbus blows cover.
Sparky, I've missed you. I've neglected you.
Here's a treat.
A little exercise.
That's fucking, that's good.
If you're very
just getting
good,
choked out.
I'll give you one chewy dog biscuit. Right, make that two.
That's a good Furbus. Hell yeah. Haim Saban. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching along with us. That was a good episode. I think all of these ones are good. I just really wish it got a real release. Two thumbs up to this show, Masked Rider. What do I got coming out in a couple weeks? On Friday, the 23rd, Howard Kramer and I got a little song. Also, yes, goods on display everywhere music is found. It's the best song we have going. Got the cover art back from Lance Orr, former coworker. Please follow him at Lance Orr, Lance spelled normal, then O-R-R, or snack_king_comics. Just Snack King Comics, spelled how you know you would spell those things. That's his collective of comic books. He knocked it out of the park with the cover for the Dragon and the Monster Howard and I's album. It's so, so good. So please, Lance Orr, snack_king_comics. Follow both of those on Instagram. Ooh, baby, tell him I sent ya. He'll be on in April to help promote this. I don't know if Howard will be on. Fingers crossed I can get him. But... I'd have to ask him early March and be like, hey, can you be on for April, bitch? Hopefully. Fingers crossed. We've tried to get him on before, but he notoriously either just doesn't read the email or reads it, is too high, thought he responded to it, but did not. But please listen to those. It would mean the world. Just if you have not listened to any of my music under Marshland Monster, three words, go check it out. I would recommend Pulpit Aesthetic if you're into like hardcore hip hop, Catfight if you're into like more like, you know, up tempo stuff, or Goods on Display. Fucking rules, guys. I'm so excited to release that one again, February 23rd. Listen to my other podcasts, such as Sweet Child of Time, when I'm on there with Steve Barnes. Formulaic, a podcast in script writing. We just put out an episode where we broke a story and the formula of A Pup Named Scooby-Doo. Going to be writing that in the Discord, probably R2's Discord, because they got that, office hours already set up. Hit It and Crit It, Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, Shuffling the Deck, Height of Horror, This Movie's Gay. Those last two are on hiatus, but go listen to them if you want. good content. And if you want even more, and the best way to support us is by heading over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. This Friday, Corwin from This Movie's Gay is on The Citizens of Townsville Z discussing an Amoeba Boys and Mojo Jojo episode of the Japanese anime adaptation of, man, my Michigan accent really comes out when I say Japanese anime adaptation. What one of those A's is going to be, asshole, you know? Corwin's on there, so if you enjoyed This Movie's Gay, you're going to love that episode. We get real weird right off the bat, and I'm like, wait, shit, we actually, this needs to be a short episode, so please, we got to get back on track. And Corwin's like, you're the one leading us. I'm just yes-anding, and I say, you need to do no, and that's it. So check that out. That's $5 a month. So much more over there. You got Engaged with Nicolas Cage, This Existed, and Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark, where we're going through all of Akiba Ranger. I got to start watching Garo because that's probably going to be next, or that other series that dude did that there's like a booby lady there. She's like a AI computer program, but she's got them boobies, baby. And if you're a $10 patron, you get exclusive content every single month. We tried to get, we did a watch along, Sean and I, which will have to be January's thing because Z had to cancel multiple times and reschedule. So that will be for later. But we just put out for January's bonus content a watch along that you do not need to watch along to Blue Collar Comedy Tour, the movie. Sean and I got rip roaring high. There's the sound is in the background, so you can just listen to it like a stand-up album. But we talk at length about literally everything that we can talk about. It's a very fun time. Go check that out. And Sean's coming over to watch some wrestling movie this week, and that will be for February straight to Patreon. And to make it up for no straight to Patreon, I'll probably do another watch along of something accessible to everyone, maybe a shorter thing. I'm not sure yet. If you have an idea, let me know. Check it out, baby, at MSSPod on Twitter. You can reach me there. But you also get shout-outs on every single free feed podcast if you're a $10 patron. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common-law, Joshua, Jakis, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time, and Intro Void just mixed a song for him. Go check his music out, Intro Void. My mother, Lil Corey's BFF and now former roommate Shane, That Fed, the aforementioned twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and from Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, as well as The Rom Complex, which I now edit every single episode in their main feed because of their big ol' Patreon pledge on Twitch. It's the lovely, the magnetic, the super cool rad lady, twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. And guys, check out darlinghomebody.com. Get on that sticker stuff. Please do it up, baby. And hey, if you need a podcast edited, reach out to me, okay? $15 an hour. That's what I charge. I've been James. Thank you for listening. Bye. This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.